It is time on WSGW at 7:39. It's Loons baseball time. Tuesday mornings on WSGW, we have fun talking to our favorite Great Lake Loon. That would be you, Tyler Kring. Welcome back to our studio, sir.
Good morning, Charlie.
Is that appropriate to say that you're our favorite Loon?
I'll take it. Not many people say their favorite Loon is a front office staff member, not a player on the field, but I'll take it this morning.
Hey, anytime that you come in and talk to us every Tuesday morning. Tyler is the Assistant General Manager of Business Development, which is an umbrella for a lot of different hats that Tyler wears.
Anything that gets you to come to the ballpark basically falls under my jurisdiction, so yes.
Let's talk first of all about just some of the most recent action, because the Loons did have a nice homestand with Fort Wayne. 3-3 homestand as far as results on the field go, although there's a couple of fun games. I mean, I know it wasn't an official no-hitter on Sunday.
Not an official no-hitter.
But still, anytime you get a pitcher going five innings, it was shortened because of rain. Mm-hmm. And allowed no hits, that's pretty impressive.
It is impressive, especially in this level of play. Anytime you got a guy who will go five innings, probably six innings period, is impressive at this level of developmental baseball. Most guys have pitch limits to where they typically don't make it more than two or three innings by design. So for our starter on Sunday to go five and to go hitless, very impressive. And then on Friday, the team turned the first triple play in a decade for the Loons, and the first one ever at Dow Diamond. So very interesting, fluky, some would say, but very unique gameplay that took place this past week at the ballpark.
Yeah, the pitcher, Kyle Hurt, and the triple play. I had that here because I thought it was cool, and I misplaced it just because, obviously, anytime you have a triple play, the ball's being handled, but there's like, I think, six or seven different positions.
The number, in baseball, like the number scoring was very interesting because it was a hit to center field, and then the center fielder threw it to the second baseman. The second baseman then threw it to the third baseman to get the runner on second out, and then the third baseman threw it to the catcher to get the runner on third out, and then the guy who got the hit on first was trying to stretch it into a triple at that point, and then it got down in a pickle between then, I believe, the center fielder had came in to cover second base, and it was like center fielder, third base, second fielder, third base, and get him out. So it was a very wild, unique play for sure.
Yeah, anytime I see a center fielder getting the first and last put out of a triple play.
Especially when there is a fun hit to start the triple play. Yes, very interesting.
So again, a lot of fun, and a 3-3 homestand, so put you in position now. As we talked about, it is a road trip now, but it's against the first place Dayton Dragons.
It's against the Dayton Dragons, and this will definitely be whether the Loons can win the first half of the division or not. So in minor league baseball, the playoffs consist of the first place team in each division in each half of the season. So the Dayton Dragons are sitting ahead in first place by, I want to say, four or five games now at this point, so the Loons really need to make some inroads on the Dayton Dragons this week. Probably a 5-1 series or a 4-2 series, which is going to be really difficult on the road if they're going to stand a chance of making a run, because the first half of the season comes to a close later this month, towards the end of June. If they come out of it with a 3-3 record, we don't want a losing record if they were to go 2-4, 1-5, or 0-6 on the road, then it's probably pretty much done for this half of the year. You're talking probably 5, 6, 7 games to make up in the last 3 weeks, and that's extremely, extremely difficult. So big road series this week in Dayton, and we'll see how it flushes out for the Loons, and then we'll bring them back to town next week.
We should also mention, too, that there was another exciting moment for the Loons. His name is Diego Cartaya.
Yes.
And that was significant. Tell our listeners why it was significant when he started playing with the Loons last week.
He is currently the number one prospect in the Dodgers organization, and he is the first current number one prospect in the Dodgers organization to ever play for the Loons. We've had multiple players who have become the number one prospect after they have left the Loons that did play for the team. Clayton Kershaw was one of them. But we've never had anyone who was currently ranked the number one prospect play for the Loons. So between Cartaya and some other guys on the roster, this is a very potent batting lineup right now. And then if the pitchers can put a game together, then we are in a tough, tough team to beat. Like we saw early on Sunday, where we were no hitting Fort Wayne and up 8-0 in the fifth inning.
So that's always exciting because, as you say, the players, they are there, mm-hmm. very, very movable, mm-hmm. especially when you have a number one prospect. You wonder, mm-hmm. well, how long will we have this guy? Obviously, it depends on how he plays.
Correct.
But you obviously know that when you have a number one prospect, the big league club is keeping an eye on him and wanting him to move as quickly as possible to advance his career.
And all indications point to Diego being with us for the vast majority of this year. He started the season in low A Rancho Cucamonga. And unless he really tears the world on fire to where he would get a promotion to Double A Tulsa at the end of this year, we're anticipating that he'll be with the Loons the rest of this year. And then whether or not he starts in Double A next year will remain to be seen. But MLB.com, BaseballAmerica.com, like all the major baseball websites that study prospects and things like that, have him projected to make the Dodgers roster at the end of the 2023 season, which would be next year, probably in the expanded playoff roster. So very exciting to see a guy who very likely could be playing for the Dodgers next year, and he's playing right now with the Loons.
Let's talk about what's coming up for fans. Mm-hmm. You've just come off a big homestand, especially having a chance to advance some of the first big promotions of the season.
Absolutely.
But already, I know on the road, the Loons are this week, but you're already anticipating things that are happening next week because it's going to be another week of some more big promotions. Let's let our fans know what they should get tickets for.
Yeah, it is a slam-packed Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week at Dow Diamond. So on Friday, the Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte, the Spicy Pickles of the North, our alternate identity as part of the Copa de la Versión.
And this is brand new this year,
this
right?
is brand new. Brand new pro. Copa has been around for a number of years in minor league baseball to make a connection to the Latino and Hispanic communities throughout the country. The Latino and Hispanic communities obviously play a huge part in the history of baseball, and it's reaching out to those fans, so really dedicating nights to them. But this will be the first time that the Loons have been a part of the program, and so Los Pepinillos Picantes del Norte will make their on-field debut on Friday. Food truck festival that day, a lot of Latin and Hispanic culture, music, food will be in the ballpark that night. We're very excited for it. Pre-sales are going very well. We see the Los Pepinillos merchandise all around town. I see it. We haven't played a game on the field as them yet, but I see that flaming pickle everywhere I go, so I know people are excited for it, and we are as well. And then on Saturday, that's a Friday's also a fireworks game as well, and the feast night as always. Saturday is our first night with our Marvel partnership, part of Minor League Baseball's nationwide Marvel partnership. So Thor will be here meeting and greeting with fans on the concourse. It's a fireworks game as well. And then right around the corner, believe it or not, next Sunday is Father's Day, and so the Loons will be home on Father's Day. We have a couple of ticket offerings going on right now. If you're still looking for a gift for Dad, you can purchase 10 undated box seat vouchers, good for any remaining 2022 game. That's only $100. Normally, retail price would be $150 for that many tickets. We have a special barbecue picnic going on in the Northern Lights Pavilion that day. So if you want to take Dad out to a ball game and a barbecue buffet, we have that going on as well. And then post-game will be Dads and kids play catch on the field after kids run the bases. So really a great outing afternoon with Dad on Father's Day if you want to come out to Dow Diamond and celebrate with us.
How cool is that, having a chance to play a game of catch on Dow Diamond? It's like Field of Dreams.
It is like Field of Dreams. So the kids can run the bases first, and then Dad and kids can go out and play a game of catch. You do have to bring your own ball and mitt. We certainly don't have enough balls or mitts to supply for hundreds of people coming out to the game. But, yeah, it's a very, very cool opportunity to get to do with Dad for sure.
And, of course, as we always like to indicate, if you have interest in those or anything else, mm-hmm. we send folks to loons.com. But maybe we should mention, too, since it is a week away, mm-hmm. You could go in person for tickets and make phone calls, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can swing by the Dow Diamond box office. It's open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on non-game week. So this would be one of those. Or you can call us at 989-837-BALL. That's 2255 if you want to place an order over the phone. Or, as always, loons.com is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You mentioned that Father's Day barbecue, it's happening mm-hmm. in the pavilion, right?
It's happening yeah. in the Northern Lights Pavilion out in left field, yep.
Maybe we should touch on that for just a moment, because obviously as you get into the time when schools are running out, mm-hmm. and families and organizations have a time maybe to gather, if people are interested, because those are for rent, and people can have their whole group show up at those, because you have several different opportunities at Dow Diamond for
we
that.
Have several different opportunities, and believe it or not, Charlie, we are actually sold out of our suites
really?
For the year, and we sold out about a month ago on
wow.
them. So
how cool is that? Well, forget I said anything.
No. I think it's a great thing to touch on, because you look at where the team was 2 years ago with the ballpark shut down and nothing going on at Dow Diamond. About a month ago, we hit a mark where sold out suites, sold out Las Orders Landing. We have over 16,000 folks booked in the Northern Lights Pavilion for this season. There are some dates still available for groups out there, just because of the nature of the space. It can hold 600 people on the night. And we have these unique picnics like Father's Day coming up, and then on the 4th of July weekend, we have some picnic offerings as well, and then coming up on Labor Day. We have 5 or 6 dates left in our shoreline box, but the reality is the interest is great right now for the Loons. You and I were talking about it off the air with the price of gas. Folks are staying closer to home. They're looking for entertainment. They've missed the Loons in the year that we were shut down. We're back and better than ever. And so we're pacing on track with 2017, 2018 numbers, attendance, revenue, everything like that. So the resurgence of the Loons is great. We're very excited internally. But yeah, if anyone's looking for a suite, unfortunately, we are pretty much sold out for the rest of the year, which is phenomenal.
That is good news to hear. Bad news if you wanted one, but good news overall.
We still have other ticket offerings. Please don't be discouraged. Exactly, we can certainly make an incredible experience for you and your guests any game coming up this year. You know, contact our ticket staff, 989-837-BALL, or swing by Dow Diamond.
You know, of course, we always send you to loons.com. Tyler Kring, thanks for coming in, as you do every Tuesday morning.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll do it again. Dive in, as we say, Loons baseball time, Tuesdays, as we keep you up to date on Great Lakes Loons baseball 2022.